Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahadiryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Vedic chanting. We'll do it. We'll go ahead and do this together until we get to the last one that needs some work.
Page.
Starting at the front, first page.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatikum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashvinvanuti Bissi Dasadhanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Srikalagnikalaya Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya Ruchunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bantanan Mrityor Mukshiyamam Rasaatha Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha Shanno Bhavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnurukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Vratam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmamavatu Tadvaktaramavatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti 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 Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavatitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha Chando Pyo Jamrata Atsam Babhuva Samendro Metaya Aspranotu Amritasya Devadharano Bhuyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jihwa Me Matumattama Karna Abhyam Puri Vishubam Brahmana Kosho Sinetaya Pihitaha Shrutam Me Gopaya Om Shanti 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 Om Aham Vrikshasya Reriva Kirti Prishtam Gireriva Urdhva Pavitro Vajini Vaswamritamasmi Dravinagunsa Varchasam Sumedha Amritopshitaha Iti Trishankor Vedanu Vachanam Om Shanti 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 Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vakranas Chakshushrotramato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahmanirakuryam, Mama Brahmanirakarot, Anirakaranamastvanirakaranam me astu, Tadatmani niriteya Upanishat Sudharmaste maisantu, te maisantu. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Now go to the bottom of page 5 for the Om Padram.
Okay. Om Padram Karne Vishrinuyama Devaha Padram Pashe Makshapir Yajatraha Stirairangai Isrishtubagum Sastanubihi Vyashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vridashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi Swastino Brahaspatir Tadatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay. Let's go up to the top of page 5 and work on this one that we're learning now. So repeat after me.
Om Vang Me Manasi Pratishtita. Om Vang Me Manasi Pratishtita.
Twice.
Om Vang Me Manasi Pratishtita. Mano Me Vachi Pratishtitam. Mano Me Vachi Pratishtitam. Mano me vachi pratishtitam avira virma eti avira virma eti vedasya maani istaha vedasya maani istaha vedasya maani istaha Shrutam me ma prahasihi. Shrutam me ma prahasihi. Shrutam me ma prahasihi. Anena ditena. Anena ditena. Anena ditena.
Aho ratran santadami.
Aho ratran santadami. Aho ratran santadami. Ratam vadishyami. Ratam vadishyami. Ratam vadishyami. Satyam vadishyami. Satyam vadishyami. Satyam vadishyami. Tanmam avatu. Tanmamavatu, Tanmamavatu, Tadvaktaramavatu, 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 Avatu Mam, Avatu Mam, Avatu Mam, Avatu Mam, Avatu Mam, Avatu Mam, Avatu Mam. Avatu Vaktaram, Avatu Vaktaram, Avatu Vaktaram, Avatu Vaktaram, Avatu Vaktaram, Avatu Vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
For those of you who weren't here last week, do you see the final before the shantis, that bhaktaram, that double swara there should be above the M, not above the R. This is fixed on the website, but if you haven't fixed it, just kind of cross it out and move it over one. And you can print it out again on the website. So repeat after me again. Working on the same one. We're going to do two now. Okay, and repeat twice after me, but we're going to do two little sections instead of one.
Om Vang Me Manasi Pratishtita. Mano Me Vachi Pratishtitam. Om Vang Me Manasi Pratishtita Mano Me Vachi Pratishtitam. Om Vang Me Manasi Pratishtita Mano Me Vachi Pratishtitam. Aviravir Maeti Vedasya Maani Istaha. Aviravir Maeti Vedasya Maani Istaha. Aviravir Maeti Vedasya Maani Istaha. Shrutam Me Ma Prahasihi Anena Dhitena. Shrutam Me Ma Prahasihi Anena Dhitena. Shrutam Me Ma Prahasihi Anena Dhitena. Aho Ratran Santatami Ratang Vadishyami. Aho Ratran Santatami Ratang Vadishyami. Aho Ratran Santatami Ratam Vadishyami. Satyam Vadishyami Tanmamavatu. Satyam Vadishyami Tanmamavatu. Satyam Vadishyami Tanmamavatu. Satyam Vadishyami Tanmamavatu. Tadvaktaramavatu Avatu Mam. Tadvaktaramavatu Avatu Mam. Tadvaktaramavatu Avatu Mam. Avatu Vaktaram. Avatu Vaktaram. Avatu Vaktaram. Avatu Vaktaram. Avatu Vaktaram. Avatu Vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Let's do this three times together. I'll try to keep it at a slow pace. The same one. Om, 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 vang, me, together. Om, vang, me, manasi, pratishtita, mano, me, vachi, pratishtitam, avir, ma, eti, vedasya, ma, ani, istaha. Shrutam me ma prahasihi anena ditena. Aho ratran santadami ratam vadishyami. Satyam vadishyami tanmamavatu. Tadvaktaramavatu avatu mam. Avatu Vaktaram. Avatu Vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Vang Me Manasi Pratishtita Mano Me Vachi Pratishtitam. Aviravir Maeti Vedasya Maani Istaha. Shrutam me ma prahasihi anena ditena. Aho ratran santadami ratam vadishyami. Satyam vadishyami tanmamavatu. Tadvaktaram avatu avatu mam. Avatu Vaktaram. Avatu Vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Vang Me Manasi Pratishtita
Mano me vachi pratishtitam avira edhi vedasya maani istaha shritam me ma prahasihi anena titena aho ratran sandatami ratam vadishami satyam vadishami tanmamavatu tadvaktaramavatu avatu mam avatu vaktaram om shanti shanti shanti.
Good. So we'll keep we'll work on this again next week. But all of these are on, for those of you who really want to learn, you have to practice during the week. Otherwise, it's reading practice for you. But if you want to really learn these chants, they are on the website with Swami Vagishananda chanting each one individually. Yeah. They're under the text section on the website. If you have trouble or don't know where that is after class, I'll show you. So let's take a little stand-up break. And we're going to do the Aparokshanubhuti. All right, Atmabodha, verse 26, okay? It's on page 6.
Atmano vikriyanasti, Atmano vikriyanasti, Buddherbodho najatviti. Buddher bodho najatviti jiva sarvamalam nyatva jiva sarvamalam nyatva nyata drishteti nyata drishteti muhyati nyata drishteti muhyati atmano vikriyanasti atmano vikriyanasti buddher bodho najatviti Buddher bodho najatviti jiva sarvamalam nyatva jiva sarvamalam nyatva nyata drishteti muhyati nyata drishteti muhyati.
Okay. Sandhi. Atmanaha vikriya na asi. Atmanaha vikriya na asti. Buddhehe bodhaha na jatu iti. Buddhehe bodhaha na jatu iti. Jivaha sarvam alam nyatva nyata drashta iti muhyati. Okay, let's go to the top line.
Do these seem to be less complicated than like the prayers and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
They are, aren't they?
They are. They're easier.
That's nice.
Now, let's look at the first word. Atmanaha. From Atman. This is an unending noun. If you remember in the Vibhaktis, that sheet where I just gave you the affixes, in the ablative and in the ablative and genitive singular, the affix is us. Also in the nominative and accusative plural, the affix is us. In fact, if you want to, just for your own use, pull out that sheet to refer to, you can. You know, that just says the simple Vibhaktis. The Vibhakti endings. Yes, ow, us, ow, us. If you want them, it's not a big deal. But. So in any case, for Atman, Atmanaha is the genitive singular. Okay, so of the self, Atmanaha, genitive singular. Vikriya. Now, this is an a-ending noun, vikriya. So what gender do you think it is? ah ending. Feminine. Feminine. And there's no, do you notice that there's no ending on it? It's not vikriyaha. It's vikriya. So that's nominative singular, like shala. So vikriya is a feminine noun, here nominative singular. And it means, vikriya, the word vikriya means modification. So a modification or a change is a vikriya. So atmanaha vikriya, if vikriya is your nominative, the subject of the sentence, modification of the atma, the vikriya of the self, the modification of the self or change, modification or change of the self, atmanaha vikriya, na asti. Na asti, asti means is, na asti is not. So in English we would say this in two ways. There is no modification for the atma, right? Or we could also say the atma has no modification. In Sanskrit, there is no verb to have, right? So in the way they say, or to have or has, there's no such verb. So in Sanskrit, they say it like this. Of the atma, modification is not. That's the construction. In English, we would say the self has no modification, or there is no modification for the self.
You mean making it a genitive?
They use a genitive construction instead of the word have, because they don't have the word have, so they use a genitive construction. Also in Sanskrit, there is no word there is. You know when we say, you know, there is no modification, we say there is. Mm-hmm. There isn't like, we don't, when we say there is no modification, we don't mean there in terms of placement, like over there. So then when we say there is no modification, there is just a filler word, right? They don't have that filler there in Sanskrit. So you have to add that. All that saying it says here in the Sanskrit is of or for the atma, modification is not. So how would you say that in English? There is no modification for the atma, or the self or the atma has no vikriya, no modification. No change, yeah. Modification, change, exactly.
But it sounds good in Sanskrit.
It sounds fine in Sanskrit.
Yeah.
But when you're doing a translation, you have to say that how we would say it in English, right? So for the self, there is no modification. Okay? And also, buddhehe. Now, from the word is buddhi. Buddhi is a feminine noun, but if you remember that the feminine short e and the masculine short e, like hari, are primarily the same. So if hari is harehe, it's harehe in the ablative and genitive singular, buddhehe, even though it's feminine, is going to be the same, buddhehe, in the genitive or ablative or genitive singular. Here it's the genitive singular. Just like atmanaha is genitive singular. So look at the, we're going to have parallel construction here. The first part says, there is no vikriya for the atma. Now, for the buddhi, for the intellect, or for the buddhi, for the mind, bodhaha. Bodhaha means knowledge. It's also used in, synonymously with chaitanya, with awareness, consciousness.
What?
Bodha, the word bodha means knowledge. Knowledge is also used in the same way as chaitanya, consciousness, or awareness. Okay.
Knowingness.
Yeah. So take it as awareness here, or consciousness. Consciousness. For the buddhi, for the intellect, or for the mind, bodha na jatu iti. Na jatu, that jatu is emphasis. Na jatu, never. Not at any time. And you're sharing the verb. Asti goes to both sides. So it would say, there is no vikriya for the atma, nor is there ever any consciousness for the buddhi. And the jatu, that jatu at the end, jatu iti, that iti means thus. Okay, I'm putting this in quotes, right? The jatu can go In both cases, there is never any modification, najatu asti, there is never any modification for the atma, nor is there any consciousness for the buddhi. Buddhehe bodhaha is a nominative singular like ramaha. Right? Bodhaha, ramaha. So, atmanaha vikriya na asti, buddhehe bodhaha najatu. The jatu is an indeclinable. And it has this sense of never at any time. It's najatu, never at any time. Okay? And Iti kind of puts that in quotes.
So it's saying that there's never consciousness for the mind?
Consciousness is not an attribute of the mind.
Okay.
It's an attribute of, it's the nature of the Atma. Right? And Vikriya is a nature of the mind, not of the Atma. Okay, so that's the reality. Iti, it says iti. When you say iti, it almost means like, okay, this is the statement, this is the reality. It puts it in quotes.
And then it puts the whole previous statement in.
Okay. So let's see. That being the case, let's look at the next line. Jivaha, like ramaha, nominative singular, the jiva, the individual. Sarvam, accusative singular. Alam is an indeclinable that gives emphasis, and that alam is going to go with the verb, so we're just going to leave it alone for now. Jivaha, sarvam, so nominative singular, jivaha, the jiva, sarvam, means everything or all. Nyatva, knowing, having known, indeclinable past participle that you haven't learned yet. So it would read like this, the jiva, having known everything, right, because what they mean by that? You as an individual, you experience knowing everything. You know the thoughts in your mind. You know whatever you hear. You know whatever you see. So you experience yourself as a knower of everything that you come into contact with. So that's what they mean. Jivaha, the jiva, the individual transmigrating person. Sarvam, everything. Nyatva, having known everything. That's your experience, right? Then so what? So knowing everything. Nyata, a knower. Now, nyata is the nominative singular of ra-ending noun, like kartra, masculine, karta, netra, a leader, neta. So the ra-ending nouns are agent nouns. They're the er nouns, doer, seer, hearer, knower, okay? Walker, talker. So, ra-ending nouns are either agent nouns or they're relation nouns, like mother, father, daughter, brother. Right? So here, these are agent nouns. Nyata, nominative singular, a knower. Drashta, from drashtra, a seer. Comes from the root drish, to see. But drashta, a seer. So again, ending noun, agent noun. So, nyata, a knower, drashta, seer, iti, thus, muhyati, deluded. He is deluded. The jivaha, muhyati. And another word, way better way to translate, the jivaha, nominative singular, the jiva, muhyati, errs. Errs. Okay? From mu. That's a good translation of mu. Errs or makes a mistake. The jiva.
Errs.
Errs. E-R-R-S. Errs. The jivaha muhyati. The jiva errs. Now you take the alum, the word alum, which is an indeclinable being used adverbially. It's going to go along with the muhyati. And so that would mean the jiva errs completes a complete errs completely. I mean, the mistake is total. It's a total delusion without any insight. Right? There's nobody in the jiva saying, "No, I'm not really the knower," or "I'm not really the seer." The error is all encompassing because that's how great the identity. It's complete. It's a complete error. Without any variation. Or variance. Why?
Because the jiva knows everything, right? You experience yourself, the jiva, having known everything. So you continually experience yourself as a knower. The jiva errs fully. As what? I am the knower. I am the seer. And we can go on. I am the hearer. I am the walker. I am the talker. See what I mean? So because of the experience that the jiva has in terms of subject-object, I am the knower of this, because that's the jiva's experience, therefore, muhyati, the jiva, muhyati. Muhyati, third person singular of the root mu, which is a fourth parasmaipada root. So mu plus ya plus ti, muhyati. Jivaha muhyati. The jiva errs. How does he err? Iti, nyata, drashta. Right, so the iti, if you just say the jiva errs, then what is the error? Puts it in quotes. Right? Nyata, drashta. So you would, in translate it, you would say the jiva errs what? I am the knower, I am the seer. Right? Why does the jiva make that error? Nya, sarvam, nyatwa. Because knowing everything, you're never away from that experience of being a knower, then of course the jiva makes the error. I am a knower, I am a seer. Why is it an error? Go to the first line. Atmanaha vikriya nasti jatu. There is no modification for the atma. Then buddhehe bodhaha nasti jatu. There is no consciousness for the buddhi, for the intellect. That being the case, the jiva makes it's an error. The jiva makes this error of I am a knower, I am a seer, right? Why? Because of knowing everything. Sarvam nyatwa, knowing everything. This is a natural.
Yes, yeah, natural.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little lost about the alum.
Alum is an adverb. And if it's an adverb, it's going to relate to the verb, no matter where it is in the sentence. So ilam has many meanings. Here it's just used as emphasis. You don't even have to really translate it, but you have to understand it as an emphasis. So if the jiva muhyati, if the jiva errs, alum means the error is complete. Okay, so it's emphasizing the error. And how do you know that it goes to alum? Alum goes to the verb, even though it's in the middle of the sentence, because it's being used adverbially. And in Sanskrit, they don't care about word order except to make the meter, you know, unless it's a genitive, which only relates to the noun that it's possessing. Then the genitive is important where it's placed. But for the most part, Sanskrit, the word order is irrelevant because the part of speech it plays in a sentence is determined by the ending, you know, by the ending that's added on to the word. It's not that way in English. In English, if I say the boy hits the ball, that word order is very important. It means totally something totally different than if I say the ball hits the boy. Totally different meaning. Right, and so it's dependent, but you're dependent on the word order. But in Sanskrit, the part of speech is determined by the affix. Like if I said Ramaha, you know, Ramaha hits the ball. I know that Rama, just because of the Ramaha, is the subject. But if I said Ramam hits ball, Ramam, by that ending, I know it's the accusative. So word order doesn't matter. So that's why, another reason why they can write in verse so easily. In Sanskrit, you can write everything in verse. Another thing to understand is in Sanskrit, their vocabulary is huge. So you have one word, say the one concept like tree in Sanskrit, you can have 100 words in Sanskrit that mean tree. Some will be 3 syllables, some will be 2 syllables, some will end in a consonant, some will end in an E. And so you can always find an appropriate word to stick into the meter, right?
That's convenient. Yeah. This kriya, why did it have to have V in there?
Kriya means kri, comes from kri, to do. vi means to do separation, you know, so that which changes. So if you get into the etymology of the word, the vi actually is a what we call an upasarga or a prefix that will modify the meaning of a noun.
But why vi?
Well, vi has many meanings. It means to separate, you know, to sort of make change, to separate something. It also means vishesha, to add a particular special type of change, special type of action. So it has different etymologies. So in Sanskrit, all of the words are formed off of a little small verbal root, like kri. And then upasargas like vi or some or upa or ah. There's so, pra. There's so many upasargas. Those all influence and modify the meaning of the word. And then you have the endings. Okay. So what you're asking, I can only go so far with because sometimes I have to look it up. What is the etymology of this word? For instance, I could break this word down. I see the vi as a upasarga. I see kriya as a, actually I think it's a potential participle that comes from kri. You know, and then you can, as you learn all of these different meanings and put them all together, you see what the etymology of the word is. Okay? Atmano vikriya nasti. Atmano vikriya nasti. Buddhir bodho najatviti. Okay. Atmano vikriya nasti. Buddhir bodho najatviti. Jiva sarvamalam nyatva nyata drishteti muhyati. Atmano vikriya nasti. Atmano vikriya nasti. Buddhir bodho najatviti. Buddhir bodho najatviti. Jiva sarvamalam nyatva. Jiva sarvamalam nyatva. Nyata drishteti muhyati. Tantrashti muhyati. Rajusarpa vidatmanam. Rajusarpa vidatmanam. Jivam nyatva. Bayam vahet. Jivam nyatva. Bayam vahet. Naham jivas jiva paratmeti. Naham jiva paratmeti. Nyatas chen nirpayo bhavet. Nyatas chenir payopavet. Rajusarpa vidatmanam. Rajusarpa vidatmanam. Jivam nyatva payam vahet. Jivam nyatva payam vahet. Naham jiva paratmeti. Naham jiva paratmeti. Nyatas chenir payopavet. Nyatas chenir payo pavet. Sandhi. Raju sarpavat. Raju sarpavat. Atmanam. Jivam. Nyatva. Bhayam. Vahet. Na aham jivaha para atma iti nyataha chet nirbhayaha bhavet. Raju. Raju means rope. Raju. Sarpa means snake. Rope snake. The good old rope snake. Raju sarpa. Right? Raju sarpa. Raju sarpa vat. Vat, when it comes at the end of a word or a compound, it means like. Raju sarpa vat. Like the snake on the rope. What's the relationship between rope and snake here? Read it backwards. Like the snake on the rope, right? Raju sarpavat. rope snake-like, like the snake on the rope. In a compound, you have to provide the case affect, the case ending, you know, within the word. So with Raju, what's the relationship between Raju and Sarka? Well, in your mind, you will naturally do it, like the rope on the, like the snake on the rope, right? Raju Sarapavat. Rajusarpa, vets are like, and vet is an indeclinable ending. The ta, the dental ta, changes to da because followed by a vowel or soft consonant. So, rajuvat, atmanam, from atman, atmanam is the accusative singular from an unending noun. Atman becomes atmanam in the accusative singular. Jivam, like ramam. Jivam, accusative singular. So atma means self, jiva means jiva. Okay. Nyatwa, having known, indeclinable past participle. Having known, reading backwards, having known the jiva as the self. Notice that atmanam and jivam are in the same case, okay? So knowing the jiva as the self. Knowing the jiva to be the self, that's your cognition. By the, when you use, just to make this clear, the word jnanam can mean, it means a cognition, right? So it doesn't mean the truth, it means that's what you're cognizing. So in English we might say, instead of using jnanam, we might translate that as taking the jiva to be the self, right? Or we'd probably say mistaking, but you have to, if you think of it in terms of cognition, that's what you're, just like when you have a cognition of a snake on a rope, that's it. So having that cognition is how nyatwa is being used there as a cognition. So I'm going to use just having known, because you know nya is to know, okay, but know it in terms of cognition. Having known the jiva, accusative singular, to be the Atma, the Jiva is the Atma, like the snake on the rope. Or you could say, like the snake to be the rope, if you want to be an, in parallel construction. Taking the Jiva to be the self, like taking the snake to be the rope. Bayam vahet. Bayam is accusative singular and it's going to go with a verb. The jivam and atmanam go with the indeclinable past participle, having known the jiva to be the self. That's why those are in accusatives. Here this bayam is in the accusative singular and it goes with vahet. Vahet is a third person singular potential mood. You've all only learned the present tense. But the potential mood gives emphasis, and one definitely has this experience, or it's translated as one should do this, or one should do that, or one must do that, or one must do that. That's potential. But potential is often used in terms of definiteness. Okay. So here, bayam vahet. The word va means to have. It also means to bear, or to carry, or to hold. But in translation, also means to have. But in that sense of bearing or holding or experiencing. So here if we say, one has fear. Okay.
But you said there was no have. And
one has fear.
No, but in Sanskrit, but they didn't have a word for have.
It's not the same. It's not the same type of have. It's a have in the sense of holding or carrying.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Holding or carrying or carrying this experience in your mind, but in English we can translate it as have. Okay. Yeah, good point.
And what's fear?
Bayam. Bayam. So,
fear.
Taking the jiva to be the self, like the snake on the rope, like the snake to be the rope, taking the jiva as the self. One experiences fear. You can also say like that. One experiences fear, one has fear. Does everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now look at the next line. Na aham jivaha. I am not the jiva. Aham I, na not, jivaha, nominative singular. Na aham jivaha. I am not the jiva. Paramatma. You would read this like this. Na aham jivaha. Paramatma iti. I am not the jiva, I am the paramatma. You have to supply that, right? Na aham jiva, I am not the jiva. Paramatma iti. Nyataha. Paramatma, and so I am not the jiva, paramatma. I am not the jiva, I am the paramatma. Paramatma, again, the supreme self. Nam atma. That's the nominative singular of atman. So now, nyataha, for the one who is known, for the one who knows. This is a past passive participle, nyataha. And it can be translated actively, for the one who knows. Na aham jivaha paramatma iti. I am not the jiva, I am the paramatma. Okay. Iti, nyataha, the one who knows, nominative singular, chait. Okay. Or, excuse me, I could also do like this. No, this is good. If one knows, chait means if, so chait, if one knows, I am not the jiva, I am the paramatma, iti, if one knows that, nirbhayaha bhavet, there is no fear. Nir means absence. Nirbhayaha, the absence of fear. Right? There is freedom. We would say there is freedom from fear. There is no fear. There is absence of fear. Fear disappears.
Which is absence?
The nir. Nir, the bhayaha means fear. Nir means without. The fear is not there. Okay? Nirbhayaha bhavet. Bhavet is in the third person singular, again, of potential. And the potential is being used in sense of definiteness. If this is definitely so. Okay. So, does everybody see this? So, if nyataha, the person knows, for the one who has this knowledge, I am not the jiva, I am the paramatma. If that knowledge is there, if one has that knowledge, nirbhayaha bhavet. There is not fear. There is freedom from fear.
There is definitely no fear?
Yeah. They wouldn't really put the definite, you know. You don't have to do that. You write the sentence as a matter of fact. That's a good way to say it. Write the sentence as a statement of fact. Right? If this is the situation, then this is the situation. Okay.
It's almost like an exclamation point.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah, but just think of it in terms of a statement of fact, and it's a statement of fact that nobody has that where there's no question about it.
Rajasarpavaratmanam. Raji sarpavaratmanam jivam yatva payam bhavet jivam yatva payam bhavet naham jiva paratmeti naham jiva paratmeti nyatas che nirbhayo bhavet nyatas che nirbhayo bhavet raji sarpavaratmanam raji sarpavaratmanam jivam nyatva payam bahet. Jivam nyatva payam bahet. Naham jiva paratmeti. Naham jiva paratmeti. Nyatas chenir payo bahet. Nyatas chenir payo bahet.
Okay, let's take a break. Okay, the Sanskrit grammar. We're going to continue reviewing the vibhaktis, the case affixes. So for now, I want you to just pull out this case affixes, Ada number, the small one that has all of the. And I'm just going to repeat some things that I talked about last week, and then we're going to practice. These are the general affixes that, especially in reference to the vowel ending nouns like Rama, Hari, Mati, Vadu, all of the nouns that end in vowels, these affixes are added, but they're usually added with modifications. And so sometimes they're added straight on, but that's why I've said when you're learning the vowel ending nouns, you should memorize the pattern, right? Like memorize the pattern of Rama. And then for any masculine ending noun, it will follow that pattern so that you don't have to say in yourself, oh, well, why isn't this following the rules of these general endings? Well, it's because for the ending nouns, there's so many exceptions that, you know, it is following the rules, but there are a lot of exceptions. So it's easier to just memorize the pattern, whether it's Rama or Hari, you know, or Vadi or whatever it is, or the long oohs. You just memorize the pattern, and then you recognize which of the ending nouns follow those patterns. Like, let me just tell you, briefly run through that. For instance, in for the ending masculine and neuter, Rama and Pola, they're different in the nominative and accusative, but they're exactly the same from the instrumental on down. So if you know all of Rama and then memorize the nominative and accusative of the neuter Pola, the rest is just like the masculine. So say you understand that. That's helpful, right, in terms of your memorization. Similarly, with Hari, an E-ending noun, right? Masculine E, Hari, and then the masculine U, like Guru. They're exactly the same, except that where there's an E, there's an U. Where there's a Ya, there's a Va. Where there's an A, there's an O. So if you understand guna, vridhi, and semi-vowel equivalents, Hari and Guru are exactly the same. They take the same endings. They go through the same transformation. So that's where understanding guna and vridhi and semi-vowel equivalents becomes so helpful, because then you can say in your mind, okay, if I know Hari, I know Guru. Okay? Everybody with me? Now, similarly, for the neuter nouns, if I were to take, if I know Vadi, Vadi, Varini, Varini, then I know, what's the neuter for the neuter example that we had? Madhu. I know Madhu, and I know Kartra as a neuter. They're all done exactly the same. They all of the neuter vowels, vowel endings, will take and augment na before vowel terminations. Right? So if you know one pattern, if you know the pattern Vadi, you know Madhu, and you know Kartra, because they're all exactly the same, right? As long as you can recognize the relationship like guna, vridhi, and semi-vowels. If you understand that, then they're all exactly the same. Does anybody have any questions so far on this? Penny, are you completely clear on this?
I am.
Okay, Penny.
Good. I don't want you to be lost on this. It's perfectly fine to ask questions on this. Now, another thing we've looked at are the feminines. The feminine ah, e, and u, the long, just like shala. Okay? Shala is different, just like Rama is different. It's an ah ending noun, right? The un and ahs are always their, kind of their own little class. So you have to memorize that shala, right? But dasi, long e, and vadu, long u, they're exactly the same. You know, just like Hari in the masculine, Hari and Guru are exactly the same. Dasi and Vadu are exactly the same. And also, we'll go over this in more depth, but just so that you, I want you to just at least hear this. Shala, Dasi, and Vadu are all the same in terms of the endings that are added on, except that Shala, from the dative through the locative, takes a ya augment. And dasi and vadu from the data through the locative, take an augment. And there's also a little difference in the instrumental singular, but they're similar enough in terms of recognition that as we go through these again and I point them out, you will be able to see similarities in the pattern if you understand the guna and vriddhi and semi-vowel equivalents. Okay. Now the other thing we looked at, the ra ending nouns, the neuter ra endings are exactly like vadi and madhu. Vadi, madhu, and kartra, neuter, they're exactly the same. The masculine and feminine ras are exactly the same except for the nominative plural, where that would be like kartrin or natrin and matreha. I'll point that out again, but otherwise, they're exactly the same. Also, I pointed out that for the ra ending nouns, there's two types, agent nouns and relation nouns. You with me? Agent nouns and relation nouns for ra endings. The only difference in the declension, and this is true whether feminine or masculine, is that in the relation nouns, the ra takes guna in the first five inflections, and in the agent nouns, ra takes vriddhi. Otherwise, they're exactly the same. Okay. So now, in a few minutes, when we go through some of these, I'm going to show a whole bunch of examples of how this is so, okay? And we'll just see the relationship between all of these, like the masculine, even seeing similarities in the masculine, the neuter, the feminine, so that you can easily start to recognize if something's a dative. It doesn't really matter whether it's masculine, neuter, or feminine. You can still have a good chance of recognizing that it's a dative, or if it's a genitive plural, you'll have a good chance of knowing. It doesn't make any difference whether it's masculine, neuter, or feminine. You can still recognize it. Okay, so we're going to do that type of drilling. But one thing I want is for posterity, for what we're going to be moving into, and also just so that you have it, I want these vibhaktis to be memorized. Okay? Just these little ones. So we're going to work on that a little right now. Won't take you long to memorize them.
Is vibhakti means ending or what?
The vibhaktis are the declensions.
Oh, the declensions.
So these are, if I say vibhaktis, it means the declensional endings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't the accusative plural on?
Yes, but it's actually in. You'll learn it as on for the But listen to this. Raman, Harin, Gurun, Kartrin, Matrin, Matin, like that. Matihi, I mean. So when you say on, that's all right. You can learn it that way, but you have to know that if it's Guru, the U will elongate. Rama, the elongates. Raman, Guru, Gurun. Hari, Harin. Okay?
So how it says us here?
Exceptions. That's why, so now I'm going to repeat this, because I'll repeat it again and again, because you'll continue to have more things to hook onto this. These are your basic endings. If you were to study the Panini Sutras, which are the grammatical sutras, these are the endings, okay? But these endings go through modifications, a lot of modifications, especially in vowel ending nouns. So, for instance, in the instrumental singular, a is the ending. What is a? Ramena, palena. Where's the a there? Right? So, there are sutras, aphorisms, that will say in the masculine, short ending nouns, a is replaced by ina. Rama, a plus ina, a plus I is a, ramena. See what I mean? So that's why I didn't give these right away, because I didn't want you to get confused by them. But I'm giving them now because we're gonna go in to things later, and I want to make connections for you. It might be confusing at first, but later it'll be all right. Okay? Everybody?
We're calling these case endings.
Case endings.
Which is the same thing as termination.
Yes.
Which is the same thing as affixes. Because you're using all those terms.
Yeah. Case endings is the best. Terminations are usually used for verbs. We say case endings, these are the different cases, right? So these are the case endings.
Okay.
If I say affixes, affixes are really a broad term that can be applied to little things that make a verb into a noun. Like, for instance, if I take the root bud and add an a to it, that a is an affix that causes it to become boda. And to that, I can add the case endings or terminations. So case endings and terminations are more similar than affixes.
Okay.
Affixes is very overarching.
We'll save it for later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Better to learn probably for us to stick with to just use the Sanskrit terms and then keep defining them. Okay? Okay?
Yeah.
So let's practice memorizing this. Repeat after me without looking at them. Okay. I mean, see if you can not look at them. Is, au, us.
Is, au, us.
Au, us.
Au, us.
Is, au, us.
Is, au, us.
Au, us.
Au, us.
Read over the first two lines yourself. Is, au, us. Au, us. Do you see? And then ow us. Is ow us, ow us. You want to see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't look. Say it with me. Is ow us, ow us. 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 Is ow us.
Okay.
But
actually, that's what I learned. That's
not so tight. Now we're going to do the instrumental. Ah, pyam pis.
Ah,
pyam pis.
Ah,
pyam pis.
Ah, pyam pis.
Dative. A, pyam pis.
A, pyam pis.
A, pyam pis.
A pyam pyas.
A pyam pyas. Now the instrumental and dative. A pyam bis. A pyam pyas. A pyam pyas. A pyam pyas. A pyam bis. A pyam pyas. A pyam bis. A pyam pyas. A pyam bis, a pyam bis. 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 Okay. Good from the top. Is ow us, ow us. A pyam pis, a pyam pis. Is ow us, ow us. A pyam pis, a pyam pis. Is ow us, ow us. A pyam pis, a pyam pis. One more. Is ow us. Ow us. A pyam pis. A pyam pis. Punch me, ablative. Us pyam pis. Us pyam pis. Us pyam pis. Us pyam pis. Genitive. Us os om. Us os om. Us os om. Us os om. ablative genitive. Us bhyam pyas. Us os am. 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 Us bhyam pyas. Us os am.
Okay, one more. Septimi.
E os su. 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 Os su.
Vocative is the same, right, as the nominative, so you really don't have to learn it again, right? Is au us. See that? Is au us. Is au us. Is au us. Let's do from the ablative down through the septimi through the locative.
Us bhyam bhyas. Us os am. E os su.
Okay.
Us bhyam bhyas. Us os am. E os su. Us bhyam bhyas. Us os am. E os su. Us bhyam bhyas. Us os am. E bhyam su.
I'm sorry. E os su. Sorry. E os su. Okay, take a look at this now. There's some things I want to point out about it. Look at your nominative and accusative. The double owl. Even though you're not always going to see the nominative and accusative dual, right? Ow, ow. They're the same. You're not always going to be seeing ow there. You see Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. But Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha, Guru, Guruhu, Guru, Guruvaha. So that ow is going to change into other things and then in the vowel endings. But one thing will stay the same, that the dual, pratama and nominative and accusative will always be the same. Whether it's Hari, it'll be Hari, Hari, Guru, Guru, or Ramau, Ramau, right? Now, do you see in the plural, this both are us, do you see that? In the plural, in the nominative and accusative plural, both our endings are us. In the vowel endings, there are so many changes here. Listen just to the nominative. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. That's okay. Rama plus us is Ramaha. Okay? But then look at the, listen to the accusative. Ramam, Ramau, Raman. So here the us is changed to on. Now listen, look at that. See that us there? And for the accusative. So now just listen to this. For accusative, Raman, Harin, Gurun, right? And then for the feminines, Shalaha, Dasihi, and Vaduhu. So this is one. There's just a lot of changes there. Nevertheless, when we get to the consonant ending nouns that we've just started on, you'll see that the plurals are always the same. Because that us is just added on to a consonant, right? There's not going to be any sending, any change. That us is just going to be added on. But when we're doing consonant ending nouns, but here when we're doing vowel endings, there'll be a lot of different changes.
So the reason you want us to memorize these is for later on for the consonant ending.
And also, when I'm going to go through and be showing you Sunday rules, sometimes this will be useful.
Okay.
And also, you'll see what the general endings are, because sometimes you'll see this in the nominative all the time. Like, look at the nominative singular. Is. Ramaha, Harihi, Guruhu, right? But then for the feminines, of course, neuter is different, but for the feminines, it would be Shala, Vadu, Dasi.
look at the singular, that ending. Ramam. The accusative singular, So just listen to this. See the Now listen to these. Ramam. Gurum. Harim. Right? Shalom. Dasim. Vadum. Matim. Right? Denum. Netarim. Netarim. Do you see that, hear that ending? So, that can be useful. Now, go to the tritiya, the instrumental dative and ablative. Three byams, a bis and two byasas. You see it? Byam bis, byam bis, byam bis. That bis ending in the tritiya and the instrumental plural, that's everywhere except for the ending nouns, the masculine and neuter. Everywhere else is bis. Okay? So, as long as you remember Ramaihi and Palaihi, everywhere else it's bis, everywhere. No exception. Those bis, the bis endings, I'm not talking about pronouns. Pronouns have a little bit different, but just, I'm talking for all nouns, okay? See the two bises? Everywhere. No exceptions. Byams. Everywhere, no exceptions. Okay? Let's do some more that are no exceptions. Do you see the Shashti and Septimi os? Oho? No exceptions. But it can be disguised a little bit because of Sundi, or sometimes the ending vowel will take guna. And before the os is added. Let me give you just try to listen to this. Think os. And now listen to this. For Rama, for instance. Rama becomes Rame plus os. A plus o takes the semi-vowel equivalent. So you get Rama Yoho. A plus o becomes Ayoho. So sometimes you're going to think in your mind that the os affix is yos. Yoho. But it's not. It's os. Rama takes guna, becomes Rame. A plus O, semi-vowel equivalent, Ayoho. So, here, I'll just write a few of these on the board here. Rama, by rule, you just have to memorize it, becomes Rame plus Os. Rama Yoho, okay? A plus O, semi-vowel equivalent, Rama Yoho. But if I had, and same for Pola. Pola becomes Pole, plus O is Pola Yoho. But now if I have Hari, or before I do Hari, let me show you the feminine. Shala, Shala becomes Shale. To memorize it, Shale Yoho. Same thing happens. You see that? You have to memorize. Why does Shala become Shale? Who knows? There's no reason. Other than that's what happens. Right? That's just the rule.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at Hari. Remember the ending is Os. Hari stays as Hari. Plus Os. Hari plus os, e plus o, e plus o is yo, hari yoho. So you get rama yoho, shala yoho, hari yoho. Because what's e plus o, semi-vowel equivalent, is ya, right? Yo. So hari plus os is hari yoho. What if I did... Guru. Guru plus os. What is it? Yeah. Guru boho. Semi-vowel equivalent. Now, but what if I did vadu? Vadu
feminine U.
Vadu, Vadu plus os. Vadvo. Just simple. What if I had Dasi? Dasi plus os. Dasyo. So, everybody see this so far? Okay, let's try this one then. Just erase some of these. Now, well, actually, let's do one more, like Kartra. Kartra plus os. What's ra plus o? Semi-vowel equivalent. Re plus O takes Rho. So my vowel equivalent. Kartroho. So if you know Kartra, add straight on. Hari, Haryoho. Kartra, Kartroho. Guru, Guruvoho. Vadu, Vadvoho. Dasi, Dasyoho. Got it? Now, what about this? The neuters. Vadi. Madhu. Kartra as a neuter. Kartra can be masculine or neuter. You're going to do it as a neuter now? What happens to the neuter vowel endings? Na augment. They take a na augment before a vowel termination. So vadi, right, plus os would be what? That's not good. Vadi takes the augment na, so it'd be plus na, and it's going to be this na. Because of the R, right? Takes the augment na plus os. Because it's going to take an augment na before a vowel termination for all of the neuters, neuter vowel endings. So, vadi naho. Can you read that? Vadi naho. Madhu. Madhu noho. Madhu takes the na augment. This will be this na because there's no order there. Plus os. Hey, Bill. I'm teaching a class. I'll call you back when I'm done. Are you going to be home? Okay, I'll call you back. Yeah, that's great. I'll call you today. Bye. Kartra. Neuter. Is a neuter. Takes a na because of the ra. Kartra noho. Okay? See how it goes? Everybody okay?
Yeah, this is great, right? I mean,
it's really interesting.
I mean, I'm not following completely, but I'm getting a lot out of this. I'm just expanding my...
Let's look at... So that's os. Let's look at the om. The om is going to stay as om for the consonant endings, ending nouns. But for the... For the vowel endings, this om is going to become nam, okay? So there's going to be a na out of there. So you might as well just, in a sense, learn it as nam. And the other thing that's going to happen is that the preceding vowel, if short, is going to be lengthened. So, for instance, let's look at Rama. We've got Rama. Will become Ramana. And again, you have to remember this na. You have to remember these are there are reversible. I mean, you know, sometimes it's this, sometimes it's this. It's going to be this if there's a ra somewhere in there. Ra or ra. You see how Rama becomes Ramana? Pola. Polana. Hari. Hari nam. Guru. Guru nam. Shala. Shala nam. Matra. And in your Vibhaktis, if you've got the mantra, this has to be corrected. I've got a short R there, has to be a long R. I corrected it on the site. But you're going to see there in mine, you're going to see this. Mantra. No. And just take your pencil and go like this. Make that long, okay? And then you can print it out again.
Where is that?
Matra is the R ending. It'd be way at the end, like the last one. One of the very last ones. You might not have printed it out yet. But if you don't have it, it's in the... if you don't have that, you can print it out. Okay? What if I were to do Dasi? It's already long, so you don't have to worry. Dasi Nam... Shalanam, Dasinam, Vadunam, short feminine, Matinam. See what happens? They're all the same. No problem. You get it, what I'm saying? So what you have to know is for the A endings, it's going to take, the Am is going to take Nam, but for the consonant endings, like if I had Marut, which we went over briefly, it would be Marutam, where the on ending stays as on. Does it take that after it? So that's why, see how the ending is actually on? If I take a consonant ending now, like Marut, that on will just add straight on. Mm-hmm. But if we're doing vowels, it becomes a non. And the preceding vowel is going to always be long. Okay? Let's look at this Su ending. In the locative, see the locative there? The thing is with su, it's again, you know, like the na and na, su becomes shu. If it's preceded by any vowel except r, a, or also when it's preceded by a ra, it'll turn, or ka, it'll turn to shu. But for your purposes, all you need to know in terms of vowel endings, if that this su is preceded by anything other than an R, A, it's going to be replaced by Shu. Okay? So, remembering that...
That's just for vowel ending.
Yeah.
R and A, is that
what for your purposes, all you need to know mm-hmm. for now is that if the vowel is other than R, A, mm-hmm. the Su will change to Shu. Okay? So let me... give you, if you remember that, so that you, in your mind, this should be the same, right? You just know under certain circumstances, you're going to see this, and under other circumstances, you'll see this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so far? Let me give you a bunch of examples. Rama. For no reason except memorization, Rama takes guna. The A becomes A. It's not that Rama takes guna, sorry. The A changes to A. So what is it? Rameshu. Rama, the A becomes A, so Rameshu. And then for the neuter, it would be exactly the same, Poleshu, okay? What about Shala, what would that be? Shala Su. Because Shala stays as off. So Shala Su. What would Hari be? Masculine Hari. Hari Shu. Sh, because this is a name. What about Guru?
Guru Shu?
Guru Shu. What about Dasi? Dasi Shu. What about Matra? Matrashu.
There's an R in there, folks.
Yeah. Matrashu. See what's happening here?
Yeah.
What about Mati, short E? Mati Shu. Feminine, short E. What about Vadu? Vadu Shu. No problem, right? Kartra? Kartra Shu. Shu ending, locative plural. Su or Shu. You're going to see a lot more Shus than Sus. Okay? In the vowel endings. Because there's a more non R A ending nouns, right? E, U, R.
When does it stay Su?
It stays as Su if it's preceded by an A or an A.
An A or an A?
A or A.
Oh, that's
so,
that's a
or A.
Otherwise it goes to Su.
Yeah. If it's A or A, it stays as Su. Okay.
Does after a while it just sound funny if you use the wrong one?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. But, you know, since you're reading, in your mind, if you know that Das, Su, and Shu are the same, you know, when you see Su or Shu, you know it's locative plural. Right? Okay, now, let's look at this again now. We've got the three Byams always the same, the Bis always the same except for Rama and Pala, and E, masculine and neuter. Bis always the same. Om, always the same in the sense that it's nam, right? Nam before vowel endings and om before consonant endings. The two osas, always the same, as long as you recognize the sandhi. Like if you could tell that Haryoho is the same as Gurvoho, is the same as Ramayoho, you know that because of sandhi, and you know that sometimes in the vibhaktis and the declensions, an a is replaced by a, and then you get a semi-vowel equivalent like that. Okay? So the os is always the same. Su. Su is shu. If you know that su is replaced by shu, any time that the vowel is not an a or an a, it becomes shu, then it's always the same. It is always the same as long as you know that sandhi rule. Right? Su and so there's no change here. It's not a different ending. It's just that sandhi makes the su become shu. Okay? Now, where there are in the, let's look at these singulars. Okay? You see the singulars? We've done the nominative and accusative. I'm interested in this instrumental. Okay. Pull out your compare the singular endings. Does everybody have that? Compare the singular endings? We've gone over this. I want to go over it again. Remember, look at the top, that this actual ending is awe. Everybody see that? Let's look at the masculine and neuter. In the masculine and neuter endings, Ramena and Palena, that awe is changed to ina. And so the awe is not the least bit helpful to you, knowing that. Right? It's not the least bit helpful. But now I want to show you something else. Let's look at the masculine E and U. First thing to know, which I told you a little bit earlier, the masculine E and U are exactly the same, if you know the guna vriddhi, okay? But it so happens that in the vowel endings, for the masculine E and U, that na is inserted. So instead of a, it becomes na. Actually, it becomes this na. The a in the masculine e and u, the a ending changes to na, which is sometimes going to be na, right? If this na is preceded by r, right, it'll change to na. So now you've got Ramena Palena, Hari na, and Guru na, exactly the same, right? But now look at the R ending. To the R ending, I've got an agent and a relation there. Look at this. Netra, which is an agent noun, and Pitra, means Netra means leader, and Pitra means father. What is, if I take Netra plus the normal affix, A, what happens? R plus A. Netra. Pitra plus A. Same. Netra. Okay? So you see, here's this sandhi. Netra plus A, Pitra plus A. Look at the three neuters, Vadi, Madhu, and Kartra. If you remember, the neuter nouns take the augment, so there's no exception here at all. It's just that augment in is added before any vowel termination. So if I take vadi plus the vowel termination a, vadi na, right? Madhu plus the augment, right? Madhu plus a is madhu na, because it takes that in augment. Karta plus a, karta na. Since it's a vowel termination, it takes a, takes the na. So do you see now, netra, pitra, varina, maduna, kartrana, they're all just straight away taking the ah. Everyone see? Mm-hmm. But you have to know this rule about the neuters, that any affix that begins with a vowel takes an augment na. Now, let's look at the femines. You've got shala, Dasi, and Vadu, okay, to say. Ah is always a little different. The ah will often take an A. Right? The often will change to A, and that's what happens here. Shala becomes Shale plus ah. What is shale plus a? A plus a. Semi-vowel equivalent. The semi-vowel equivalent of a is aya. Right? A becomes aya, so then you get shalaya. Instead of shala, right? Because otherwise, look at it, it'd be shala. Plus a would be shala. So what they do is they have this, just by rule, the a changes to a. You have to memorize it. Shale plus a. A, semi-vowel equivalent. A becomes a. So shalaya. ending, all ending. See it? Still anything?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, so this has this little change here. There's your all. Shalaya. Dasi. Vadu. Straight. What is it? Dasi plus all. Seven volt. E plus all?
Yeah.
Vadu plus all. Ah. Okay. Now, Mati and Dino. You said a feminine short ooze. Mati plus all. Dana plus all. Straight on. Just like Dasi and Vajra. Mati plus all. Matya. Dana plus all. Dane va. It's not all, it's not ya, because the ya goes with the e, whereas the va goes with the u. Semi-vowel equivalent. So if mati plus a becomes matya, dana plus a will become dain va. Because the semi-vowel equivalent of u is va, the semi-vowel equivalent of e is ya. Okay.
That's the metaphor.
Yeah.
Yes. That's correct.
That's correct.
All right. Now, clear for everybody? Could you go to the compare the nominative and accusative declensions. You were just there. I want you to go back to it. Compare the nominative and accusative declensions. We'll spend just 5 minutes on this. Now, if you remember, look at the accusative plural, the last column. Okay? For the masculine vowel endings, that us changes to in, really, and the vowel of the vowel of the noun is elongated. So look at here. Say if you have Rama, they actually give it to you as on, but that's all right as long as you make this adjustment. The is, I say the is becomes in, and the preceding vowel is elongated. So look at here. Rama becomes, you can just follow down this accusative line. Rama becomes Raman. Hari becomes Harin. Guru becomes Gurun. Netra, Netrin. See, the in is added, the preceding vowel is elongated. Bratra, Bratrin. All right? Skip Matra for the moment. And go down to the neuter group. Remember the neuter, the nominative and the accusative are exactly the same. Palam, pale, palani. Hear what they're doing, whether if the a, e, u, or ra, they have the same construction. Palani, varini, maduni, kartrini. There's a long vowel and a short, right? Palani, Varini, Maduni, Kartrini. You see how they're the same? So if you say Palam Pale Palani or Maduni, Palam Pale Palani, Maduni, or Varini, it has the same rhythm. Okay? So you can see there, Palani, Varini, Maduni, Kartrini. They're all the same. And the E, U, and R's in the neuter, they're formed in the same way as the neuters. But they all of them have the same kind of construction. So you the same sound, the same rhythm, so you can recognize those. Now what I want you to do, I want you to look at the feminine accusative plural. Go back up to matraha. In your hand, if you were to print this out again, I've changed this order. I've taken the matra and put it down to the feminines. Now remember, the ending is is. Is us, I mean. But just like for Rama, Hari, and Guru, the preceding vowel becomes long and an in is added. Here the is retained. So look at this, how they're all the same. Shalaha, Dasihi, Vaduhu, Matihi, Denuhu, and Matruhu. All these are the accusative plurals. So either in the masculine it's going to be the Raman, Harin, Gurun, Netrin, Bratrin. The neuters are the Palani, Varini, Maduni, Kartrini, right? And then the feminines are Matrehe, Shalaha, Dasihi, Vaduhu, Matihi, Denuhu. Keeping in mind I want you to go to the feminine asi, the shalaha. The nominative plural is shalaha, shalaha. So the s is added on the both. Shala plus a shalaha. Shala plus a shalaha. Okay? But for dasi and vadu, and matra for that matter, look at dasi. Dasi plus us in the nominative plural is dasyaha. Vadu plus us is vadvaha, just simple sandhi. But in the accusative plural, what happens is that us changes, where it's replaced by elongating the previous vowel. So see the dasyaha and dasihi, vadvaha and vaduhu. That can be confusing for people. So you have to remember that for the feminine e's and u's, that in the nominative plural, the us is just added straight on. Dasi plus us, dasyaha. Mm-hmm. Vadu plus us, vadvaha. Mm-hmm. But the accusative plurals are dealt with differently. The us is replaced by just is in an elongation of the preceding vowel. Dasihi, vaduhu, shalaha. Right? And same for matihi, denuhu. It's all the same. Kind of seeing what's going on? So, okay, we'll stop there. Now, next week, I'm going to write some things on the board. I'll do like this. Instrumental singular exception. So I'm going to write these on and then I'm going to talk about each one and what's happened. Okay? And we'll practice memorizing this. But so from now on, it's just going to be some little drills here and there. Give you a chance to memorize these vowel endings and recognize the patterns. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to teach you the past passive participles and inquire the past participles now so that you can recognize those when you're reading. That's not a big memory thing, so you don't have to worry about it. Okay.
let's stop here and just take a minute. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.